Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Peyo Daf Ayin Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shemini Halacha Vov. The Mishnah says, "Ein poichasim la'oni ha'oiver mimokum l'mokum." For a poor man who's going from place to place, would you give him to eat what the tzibur is responsible to feed him? Is mikikor bepudyoin marboi sein besela? Is what bread is sold for one pundyoin when four seya or sold for a full sela? So the pshat is, sela, as the Gemara in Bavli tells us many times, is 48 pundyuns. That's the amount of pundyuns you have per sela. And four seya is 24 kav. So if I'm able to buy four seya for one sela, I'm able to buy half a kav for one pundyun. That's the scale. So that's what it means, half a kav, which is the Muslim shtei seudos, as we mentioned in a previous omud. Lan, if the oni is sleeping in the city, not just going from place to place, noisim noi parnasos lino, you have to give him also the parnaso to sleep, meaning he needs to have something to sleep with, referring to a bed, referring to a pillow. Shovas, if he stays there for Shabbos, noisim lo mazon shorash seudos, you have to give him the meals he needs for Shabbos, which is three meals. That's the chiyuv to eat on Shabbos. Someone does have, a poor man who has muzzin, food for two meals, he cannot take from the tamchoy. The tamchoy is the distribution for the poor on a daily basis. Every day, you give the poor what he needs for that day, which is two meals. So anybody who has already two meals cannot take from the tamchoy. Muzzin abayis asudus, if he has food for 14 meals, lo yitul min hakupa, he doesn't take from the kupa. Because what is a kupa? A kupa is a distribution that is done on a weekly basis. Once a week, the kupa gives to that name. So anybody who has enough food for that week doesn't take from the kupa. So if he has 14 meals, he doesn't take from the kupa. The kupa nigbis b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shloisha. The kupa, the fundraising for the kupa, is done with two people. To make sure that nobody steals, you have to have two. So each one checks out. And then it's divided to that name with three, because it's like basting. You need to have three people the same amount you have in Beis Din, because distributing to that neem and making decisions who should get it is dinim, as the Gemara is going to explain. Says the Gemara, tamchui b'chol yoyim, as we said in the Mishnah, tamchui is distributed on a daily basis. Kupo me'ev Shabbos, le'ev Shabbos, kupo is once a week on a Friday. Tamchui l'kol odom, the tamchui, which is given every day, is given to any person, people that are local or not local. The kupo is given only to the locals and not to people that are coming from outside. The kupo is fundraised by two and distributed by three. Which is given on a daily basis. It's done immediately. There's no time to fundraise by two and then try to find a third person to give it out, because you fundraise and immediately distribute, so you have to have the three right away. Rav Chalva b'shem Rabo bar Zavdo, ein ma'amidim parnosim pochas mishloisho. Whenever you need to distribute, you have to have at least three. Onachom, look at this. It's something that makes sense. Dinim ma'amunos mishloisho. When you have dinim ma'amunos, you have three people. Dinim nefoshes lekoshkens. Of course, you have to have, when you're distributing food to the anim, is dinim nefoshes. It has to do with his livelihood. So you have to have three. So the more, if it is dinim nefoshes, if you use stream mishloisho, you should have 23. Because dinim nefoshes always requires 23. Says the Gemara, adu matritz loin u miskin. Until you come and gather 23, the poor man will die. He's going to suffer. So therefore, we don't wait for 23. Three is enough. B'Shem says, you do not make two parnosim that are brothers, because then they are considered to be one. Brothers or relatives are not considered to be two different people. There was a plate in Rabbi Yosi's location. They had two parnosim that were brothers. Rabbi Yosi went and removed one of them. All the Amar Kamani went in and sat in front of everybody. It's not that one of the brothers did anything wrong, and we think he did an aveira. That's why we don't trust him anymore. But the rule is you cannot have two brothers that are parnosim. Rabbi Yosi al lekaporo. Rabbi Yosi was going to the villages. He wanted to put in each place parnosim to be in charge on the distribution for anim. V'loy kiblin alai, they didn't accept it. They didn't want to be gaboy tzedaka. Al v'amar kohen, so he went and told them, bin bobi ala pakia. In the list of the people that were responsible in Beis Hamikdash for different things, one of them, his name was bin bobi. What was he responsible for? The pakia. What's the pakia? The pakia is the wicks that were used in Beis Hamikdash. Says the ma'im ze shenismano ala psilo zocholi monos in gdor le'ador. This person who is responsible for the wicks, that's not such an important thing to do. But he's still listed with all the important responsibilities of Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because he's responsible for the tzibur. He's someone who's doing something for the tzibur. Atem shatem ismanim al chayin nefashos. Here that you will be responsible for the poor, for chayin nefashos, as we said before. Lo kol sheken, what a great maile it is, what a great schus it is for a person to do that. Says the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Chagai kadav emukim parnosim. Rav Chagai would appoint parnosim, have a matin loy or raiso. He would appoint people that are tamini chachomim, that learn toyu. Loyma shekol sror shenitno mit toyu nitno. Every responsibility comes from someone who is busy with toyu. Because it says in the pasuk, bi melochim im loychu. By me, mean mit toyu, kings are appointed. And another pasuk, bi sorim yesoyru. Meaning sorim, ministers' responsibilities come from the Torah. He would appoint parnosim, and the way Prey Moshe learns means it's another idea, another source that he would bring people that are Tamil Chachomim. Rabbi Lozer have a parnos. Rabbi Lozer was a parnos. Chadzman nochis leveisim. One time he came home. What exactly happened here? Amalei also chadzayo came here a group of poor people. The ochel and mishosun, they ate and they drank. Fetzol and aloch, and they daven for you. They gave you a blessing. Amal leika agar toiv. This, I'm not going to get a lot of reward for getting bracha from them. As the Gemara goes on to explain, nochad zman tanyan, then another time he came home. Amal on mayra the tune, what happened today? Amal leika also chatzai achor, came another group. The ochel and mishosun, they ate and drank. The aklanuch, they came and they cursed you. They said bad things about you. Amalon kadon ika agar tov. Now I'm going to get a lot of reward because I'm suffering for the tzibur. Rabbi Akiva bo mimani parnos. They want to make Rabbi Akiva parnos. Amalon nimlach koi beise. I want to go ask my wife. Hochum basri. They went after him. Shamu koli. They heard his voice. The yema. They told his wife. Amnat miskol. Amnat mivzayo. I want to become. I'm going to become parnos. You should know that the part of the job is that people are going to curse me. People are going to cause me bizyonis. Being a parnos of a tzibur is not an easy job. Rabbo Bar Zavda Omar is Palgun Rav Rabbi Yochanan. He said there was a machlokes Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Midaktikim Biksus VeMidaktikim B'Chayin Nefashos. When you distribute to the poor, you want to give clothing, you check out on him. You want to see who he is, if he deserves it. You don't check about food. VeChayin Omar, the other one said, Av Biksus VeMidaktikim. Also for clothing you don't check out, because you don't want to leave him naked. He needs to have clothing. He needs to have covered. Masnisto pligo al mando omar af biksus ein medaktikim. There's a brisa that argues on mando omar that says that we don't check up our clothing. And the Gemara doesn't bring the brisa. According to Rash Cirillo, we're quoting your brisa from Bo Basra, that it says clearly that you do check after him. So you have a brisa against mando omar. So the Gemara, no. Posalei lefi kvoidoi. That's if you want to give the ani more important, more special clothing, so then you have to check after him. But basic clothing you do without checking him. V'taniken, we see a brace like that. B'med v'oyam mo'im v'zman she'ein makiri mo'isu. That's if you don't know him. Av v'zman she'ein makiri mo'isu, you know him, you know, you recognize him. Av mechasi mo'isoi v'akol lefi chvoidoi. Then you dress him and based on his covered, depending on his level, who he is, that's with the level of clothing you give him. So you see it depends on the covered, that's when you check him. Says the Gemara, v'atani lemezoyni shloshim yoyim. Mizoyis is 30 days. Leksus shisha chadoshim. So the Gemara understands means that an ani was in the city for 30 days, then you feed him. And if he's there for 6 months, then you dress him. Why he needs to be for 6 months? Because you need to go and check after him and make sure that he deserves it. So you see, we do check after the anim to give him clothing. Says the Gemara, posalei litin. We're talking about not to give to the anim. We're talking about collecting from the rich. When does a person become obligated to donate to the campaign? If he lives in the city for 30 days, he needs to donate to the food campaign. If he lives in the city for 6 months, he needs to donate for the clothing campaign. You have another raiso. There it says that for food you need 30 days. The pasim uledzdokos shneimas achodesh. Pasim means for taxes. Uledzdokos means what? Giving clothing. And there it says shneimas achodesh. You need to be living in the city for 12 months to join the tax collection and join the clothing drive. So you see over here that to give you need 12 months, not 6 months. Hakadumesos, what will you do with the first price that says 6 months? Liter, they're talking to take. For the oni to take, it means the oni needs to live 6 months in the city in order to be able to get clothing. So chur sarai, you have to check after him. Says the Gemara, oidi liter. It's both meaning to give. Meaning both brides are talking about the givers, not the ones who are receiving it. Talk about the rich that you need to collect it from the tzedakas. So why in one place it says 6 months, one says 12 months? 6 months is to donate for clothing. 12 months, says the Gemara, ma'u lepasim letzedakas? What is it, 12 months regarding tzedakas? B'schar soifim umishtim. Talk about paying for soifim, the milam de tinoikis, the teachers of the Talmidim, to the rebbeim. That's when you have to be living 12 months. And mishtim refers to the people that help the rebbeim. So for the schooling system, that a person needs to live in the city 12 months in order to be obligated to donate to that. But to pay for clothing, it's 6 months. And the ani himself, for basic clothing, you don't check after him, and you give him clothing without requiring him to live in the city for a long time, so you can check after him. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Ayin Aleph.